The topic for today's preaching is the sovereignty of God, and our speaker is our brother Andy King.
好，我把时间交给静林弟兄。
We'll give the following time to him. Hello, brothers and sisters.
在分享今天的信息之前呢。
Before I share the message today.
先稍微做个调查，就是。有多少人查考过哈巴谷书？
Just want to have a survey. How many of you have studied the book of Habakkuk?
举个手，还不少啊。
Quite a few of you. Quite a many of you, I guess.
在很多年前呢，我查考过哈巴谷书。
Many years ago, I've studied the book of Habakkuk.
我觉得这本书呢很有意思。
I think this book is very meaningful.
因为它是一个先知跟神中间的一个对话。
Because it is a conversation between a prophet and God.
其实它不单单是一个对话，它是先知向神去问问题。
Actually, it's not only a conversation; it's actually the prophets asking God questions.
甚至他质询神。
And he actually sternly asked him.
我很同意有一位牧师啊。对这个哈巴谷书下的一个定义。
I agree what a pastor have said about the book of Habakkuk.
他说圣经里面啊，还好有约伯记跟哈巴谷书。
He said it is a good thing that the Bible contained the book of Job and the book of Habakkuk.
所以能够在我们人生低潮的时候啊，我们能够接受各样的失败和打击。
So that when we are at the low point of our life, we can accept all the challenges and the difficulties.
约伯记和哈巴谷书它的主旨它的主要内容其实是很相近的。
The theme of the book of Job and Habakkuk are very similar.
都是在患难当中向神问问题，向神寻求。
It is in the midst of difficulty, the person was asking God questions and questioning him.
最大的差别呢是约伯记里面约伯关心的是人和人之间的公理。
The biggest difference is in the book of Job. Job was concerned mainly about the justice between man and man.
哈巴谷关心的是国与国之间的公理。
And Habakkuk actually was concerned about the justice between one country and another.
在分享今天信息之前，我们先来了解一下哈巴谷书的这个时代背景。
So before we go into the book, let's understand the background a little bit.
先知哈巴谷是南国的一个先知。
The prophet Habakkuk is of the southern kingdom.
南国就是犹大。
And that is Judah.
他说预言，他说这一篇预言的时候，大概是在主前大概605年左右。
So when he recorded this, it is at 605 BC.
他和另外一个先知耶利米呢，大概是同一个时代的。
He is in the same time period with another prophet Jeremiah.
一般那个时候先知的角色是做什么呢
？So what is the role that was played by a prophet at that time？
先知是作为百姓跟神之间的一个中保。
A prophet is actually the mediator between the people and God。
假如老百姓和君王，甚至君王他偏离了神的话的话
，If the people or the king deviated from God's word，
先知就会提醒并督促这些人悔改。
The prophet will then remind them and urge them to go back, to repent.
这是一般先知那个时候的责任。
And that is the role played by most of the prophets.
是哈巴谷他是反过来，他却去问叫神解释他的一些做法。
But Habakkuk was playing a different role. He was questioning God of why he was doing something.
而且他问神一些看起来他认为不合理的事情。
And he actually asked God some of the things that he thought was unjust.
我们先看一下这个图表，然后我们了解一下那个时候的时代背景。
So let's look at this chart and understand the background at that time.
因为这些时间发生的先后呢，跟先知这篇预言有些关系。
Because what happened there has some relationship with what the prophet Habakkuk is going to say.
我们都知道所罗门的儿子罗伯安之后以色列就分为南国和北国。
We know that after Solomon's son, then the kingdom Israel was divided into north and southern kingdom.
那两百多年以后，那个北国呢就被亚述灭亡。
And so, 200 years later, the northern kingdom was defeated by Assyria.
再隔了，再到主前大概612年的时候，巴比伦就把亚述打败了。
And then in B.C. 612, Babylon defeated Assyria.
然后到了主前587年的时候，南国的首都耶路撒冷也就被巴比伦又攻陷。
And so then in B.C. 587, the capital Jerusalem was then seized by Babylon.
那巴比伦在主前539年左右被波斯灭亡。
And then in B.C. 539,Babylon was then captured or conquered by Persia.
我们注意看一下，哈巴谷就是在主前612年到587年这一段时间的时候，他在大概判断是在605年前面一点点的时候，他讲了这一篇预言。
So the time for the prophet Habakkuk is between 612 and 587, and what he has recorded in the book is around B.C. 605.
哈巴谷他讲这个预言的时候，大概是在约雅敬做王的时候。
And so when prophet Habakkuk was saying this prophecy, it was during the reign of Jehoiakim.
圣经上说约雅敬行神眼中看为恶的事情。
King Jehoiakim actually do what was wrong in God's eyes.
南国一共有二十几个国王。
The northern kingdom has 20 some kings.
其实还是有几个好王的。
Actually, there were a few good ones in there.
比方说有一个叫约西亚王，圣经上说他重修圣殿，铲除偶像，遵行律法。
One of them is Josiah. The Bible said that he reconstructed the temple, he got rid of the idols, and he also obeyed the law.
另外一个叫西西家王。
Another one is Hezekiah.
圣经上说他恒心敬畏耶和华。
The Bible said that he followed the Lord with all his heart.
这两个王都曾经力图改革。
These two kings have tried to reform.
但是整个社会，当时整个社会的迷信的这个积习已经很久。
But unfortunately, in the society, this kind of adultery and this kind of thinking has been going on for years.
罪恶已经很深。
And that the sin is deep rooted.
哈巴谷看到犹太国末期的这种乱象。
And so when the prophet Habakkuk see this messed up society.
这时候他心里产生很大的负担。
He had great burden in his heart.
他就向神提出了第一个问题。
So he asked God the first question.
这个问题记在哈巴谷书第一章第二节到第四节。
This first question was recorded in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4.
他说耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救？你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相斗的事，因此律法放松，公理也不显明，恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒。
How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injusticeWhy do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife, and conflict abounds. Therefore the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked man in the righteous, so that justice is perverted.
从这经文当中我们可以看出来，哈巴谷祷告为这个事情已经有一段时间了。
So from the scripture we can see that Habakkuk has been praying for this for a period of time.
他已经忍受不了了。
He can't take it anymore.
他就开始问神说，神啊，你不应允我要到什么时候呢？
So he began to ask God, he said, why do you not listen?
就像诗篇13篇第一节，大卫跟神 祈求的时候，这一节经文。
It's very similar to when David cried out to God in Psalm 13, verse 1.
大卫说：“耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时？”
David asked God, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?"
大卫在痛苦当中的时候，感受不到神的同在。
When David was in the midst of his difficulty, he cannot feel God's love.
他怀疑神的同在。
He questioned God's existence.
其实当人在痛苦绝望的时候，我们是会有这种感觉。
When man is in the midst of sorrow, sometimes they have that kind of feeling.
甚至主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross.
因为世人的罪，他被钉在十字架上。
Because of man's sin, he was nailed on the cross.
他曾经呼求神。
He cried out to God.
他说：“神啊，神啊，你为什么离弃？”
He said, "God, God, why have you forsaken me?"
哈巴谷他等待了很久了，他问神，他除了问神你为什么不理我之外呢，他又丢出很多的问题。
So Habakkuk has been waiting for a long time, and so he cried out to God, "Why didn't you answer me?" And he also asked God a bunch of questions.
比如说，他说：“你为何使我看见罪孽？”
For example, he said, "Why do you make me look at injustice?"
你为何看着奸恶不理？
Why do you tolerate wrong?
恶人围困义人，公理颠倒。
Destruction and violence are before me, and that justice never prevails.
他不明白神好像不单单只是漠视罪恶。
He didn't understand that it seems like God not only just kind of put aside the wrongdoing,
而且还纵容罪恶。
But he allowed the wrongdoing to continue.
他不明白神不是照理应该是这个奖励善良惩罚罪恶的吗？
He thought God should be one who judges the wrongdoers.
神不是万不以有罪为无罪吗？
This God would not let the sinful be sinless.
神的公义在哪里？
Where is God's righteousness?
约伯记上怎么说约伯？
And in the book of Job, what did it say about Job?
说约伯是一个完全正直敬畏神的人。
He said Job is a righteous, upright man.
约伯也同样，他不明白为什么在几乎在一夜之间，他失掉了他的财产、他的家人，而且他的身上受了极大的痛苦。
Job, overnight, Job could not understand why overnight he has lost all his properties, all his children, and that he suffered great boils on his body.
通常在我们健康在顺利的时候，我们不会怀疑神。
Usually when we are having a smooth life, we would not question God.
我们能够感觉神跟我们同在。
We can feel God's presence with us.
但我们碰到困难的时候。
But as we face this difficulty,
我们就怀疑神的同在。
Then we would question God's presence.
我们就怀疑神为什么让这样的事情发生。
And you would question why would God allow such things to happen?
我们再看一节大卫的经文。
Let's look at David's word again.
诗篇七十七篇第七节到第八节。
Psalm 77 verses 7 to 8.
他在极端的痛苦之下，他问神了。他说：“难道主要永远丢弃我不再施恩吗？难道他的慈爱永远穷尽了，他的应许世世废弃吗？”
And in his greatest sorrow, David asked, "Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time?"
哈巴谷他怀疑神，为什么不理他？为什么迟迟不处理这个犹大罪恶的事情？
So the prophet Habakkuk was wondering why would God not answer him, and that why would God not deal with the sin that is happening in Judah.
神回答了他。
And so God answered him.
在哈巴谷书第一章第五节到第六节。
In Habakkuk chapter 1 verses 5 to 6.
耶和华说：“你们要向列国中观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事， 虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属自己的住处。
Look at the nations and watch, and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people, who swept across the whole earth to seize dwelling places not their own.
神说，其实我以前就跟你们说过。
God said, I actually have told you this before.
但你们不相信。
But you didn't believe.
我会掀起加勒底人，就是巴比伦。加勒底人这边就是巴比伦。我刚刚在那边念到巴比伦。
He said, I'm going to raise up the Babylonians.
来惩罚犹大。
To teach Judah a lesson.
神的这个回答了，没有解释很多事情。
God's answer, this particular answer of God, did not explain a lot.
也没有安慰。
There is also no comfort.
他直接了当的要先知面对并接受这个事实。
He wanted the prophet to face and accept the truth, the fact.
是什么事实？
What is the fact?
就是犹大要亡国。
Is that Judah will be no more.
保罗在使徒行传13:41那边呢，也同样引用了这一段话。大概就是说，虽有人告诉你们，哪一段话呢？就是虽有人告诉你们，你们却是不信。
The Apostle Paul has also quoted this particular word in Acts 13:41, and he's saying that, "Well, I'm going to do something in your days that you would never believe, even if someone told you."
但他那时候指的是神整个救恩的计划。
But at that particular point, Paul was talking about the salvation that God has planned.
他指的是耶稣的死和复活这件事情。
He was talking about Jesus' death and resurrection.
因为当时有很多犹太人不相信。
Because at that time, a lot of the Jews did not believe in that.
很多的时候，我们忽略人的话。
A lot of times, we forsake man's word.
我们甚至忽略神的话。
We even forsake God's word.
因为我们只听我们喜欢听。
Because we only hear what we like to hear.
哈巴谷听了神的回答以后，他大不以为，他非常不能接受。
And when the prophet Habakkuk heard God's answer, he cannot accept it.
因为他认为犹大虽然罪恶很深，但是你怎么会用一个比犹大更坏的人来惩罚犹大呢？
Because he thought, even though Judah has a lot of sin, how can you use a country that is even worse than Judah to come and punish him?
Habakkuk, 他原先是在求神复兴犹大。
Actually, the prophet Habakkuk was asking God to revive Judah.
把不公义和这些强暴的事情除掉。
To get rid of all the unjust and all the sin.
神是回答了他的问题。
God answered his question.
但回答的内容和方式是他不要，他不能接受。
But how and what God has answered is not something Habakkuk wants to accept.
对他而言，他认为这个是完全不合理的事情。
So to him, this is unreasonable.
历代以来让以色列人吃尽苦头的有三个强敌。
And in the history of the Israelites, there are three enemies that they face.
一个是亚东人。
One is
以东人。
One is Edom.
一个是亚述。
One is Assyria.
一个是巴比伦。
And the other one is Babylon.
我们在刚刚的图表里面看到，亚述灭掉了北国。
In the table that we just looked at, or in the picture we just looked at, Assyria destroyed the northern kingdom.
巴比伦在宗教上拜各种各样的神。
And Babylonians love to worship all kinds of idols.
巴比伦很会打仗。
And Babylonians are good at fighting at war.
而且残忍，很暴躁。
And they are very cruel tribe.
他一旦战胜敌人，攻入城内的时候，通常把老老少少通通杀。
Once they capture a city, they will kill all in the city.
他只把年轻的壮丁呢拉回去做奴隶。
Except they will save the strong and young ones, and they'll take them back as slaves.
对于神兴起巴比伦人来惩罚犹大这个事情，哈巴谷觉得非常不能。了解也不能接受。
The fact that God is going to raise up the Babylonians to destroy Judah, the prophet Habakkuk just cannot accept it.
因为这种以恶制恶的做法，他完全不能接受。
Because he cannot accept the fact that God is going to use words to punish the bad.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这边先来停一下，我们先看一个问题，什么叫做合理，什么叫做
？So brothers and sisters, let's stop right here and look at this one thing. What is called justice?
其实从人的角度来看，这是一个相对的问题。
Actually, this is a from a man's point of view, this is all relative.
这不是一个。
It is not an absolute.
举几个发生在我们身边的例子来看看。
Let me give you a few examples.
比如说有一个家庭，他们在两年前，他们去买了一个房子，$400,000。
Okay, for example, a family bought a house, 2 years ago, and it's about $400,000.
刚好碰到这个经济不景气。
And so in this economic hard times.
他要把这个房子卖掉。
They have to sell the house.
现在买家说$300,000。
And so the seller said, the buyer said, okay, $300,000.
弟兄姐妹，哪一个是合理的价格？
So brothers and sisters, which amount is the right one? Is the right amount?
是对买家合理还是对卖家？
So is it just to the seller or is it just to the buyer?
我们再看圣经上一个约瑟的例子。
Let's look at an example from the Bible, the example of Joseph.
约瑟在十几岁就被他自己的兄弟推到井里面卖到，卖给过路的商人。
So when Joseph was a teenager, he was sold to a passing merchant.
然后这些商人呢，又把他转卖到埃及给那个法老王的侍卫长。
And then the merchant then in turn sell him to one of the general.In Egypt.
侍卫长看他会做事，而且忠心能干，就让他做了管家。
The general saw that he is he has skill, and so he put him as the head servant.
好日子还没有过很久。
And so good times has not lasted that long.
结果这侍卫长的太太呢，喜欢约瑟，就要求他跟着他太太。
And so the wife of this general, like Joseph, and so she has urged him to be with her.
结果约瑟不答应。
But Joseph refused.
结果他太太就陷害他。
And so the wife, this wife, kind of harmed him.
结果他又被关到监牢里去了。
And so he was put in jail.
圣经上没有很仔细的描写说约瑟从这个被推到井里面被卖掉到这个又关到监牢他这一段的心情。
The Bible did not record how Joseph thought or how his emotion was during this period of time.
但是我想我们用合理的角度来看，应该心情不会怎么样好。
But if we look at, if we use our common sense, we would think that he is not feeling very good.
最后，约瑟被法老王重用，就管理埃及全地。
And so later he was greatly used by the Pharaoh, and so he was in charge of the whole land.
他在去世的时候，他跟他的之前跟他的兄弟讲了一句话，在创世纪50:20。
He told his brother before he died, and it was recorded in Genesis chapter 50:20.
他说：“从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好，是要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。”
He said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish."What is now being done, the saving of many lives.
弟兄姐妹，人算不如天算。
Brothers and sisters, man's way is not God's way.
神的时间表跟神的意思不是我们能够揣测。
God's timetable and God's will is not what we can know.
我们再回到哈巴谷跟神的对话当中。
So let's come back to the conversation between Habakkuk and God.
因为他很不满意神用这种以恶制恶的方法来惩罚犹大。
Because he was not satisfied, not happy of the way God is using the words to punish the bad.
哈巴谷就提出了第二个问题。
So he continued with a second question.
哎，好像这张图片不在上面。我们看一下哈巴谷书第一章12-13节。
So let's look at Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 12 and 13.
他说：“你眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？”
Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves?
哈巴谷说：“行诡诈的，你为何看着不理？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？”
So Habakkuk said, "Why do you tolerate the treacherous, and why are you silent while the wicked swallow up others?"
哈巴谷这个问题的重点是说，神啊。 你容忍这些比犹大更糟糕的国家到底要到什么时候呢？你要容忍到什么时候呢？
So what Habakkuk is actually saying is, Lord, how long are you going to tolerate these countries that are much worse than Judah?
为什么好人会受苦？
Why would good people suffer?
为什么坏人反而发达？
Why would the bad people be prosperous?
为什么欺压别人的人会越来越强盛？
Why would those who cause other harm be getting more and more prosperous?
为什么被欺压的一辈子都出不了头？
And why would those who are being hurt can never lift their head up again?
这一类公平不公平的问题，从有人类开始就一直存在。
This kind of just unjust question has been here from the beginning of time.
神的公义也一直被挑战。
And God's justice and His righteousness has always been challenged.
神回答了他的第二个问题。
So God answered His second question.
在哈巴谷书第二章第二节到第四节。
In chapter 2, verses 2 to 4.
他对我说：“将这末世明明地写在板上，使读的人容易读，因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚晃。” 虽然迟延还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，为义人因信得胜。Then
the Lord replied, "Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time; it speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it; it will certainly come and will not delay. See." He is puffed up, his desires are not upright, but the righteous will live by his faith.
简单来说，神跟哈巴谷说，我的末世有一定的日期，他一定会来到的。So
in a simple way, God is telling Habakkuk that the end time will come, and it will come at his time.
那加勒底人就是巴比伦人，他自高自大，心不正直，必有祸患。
And the Babylonians, even though they are self-centered, they will see destruction.
只有义人因信得胜。
Only the righteous will live by his faith.
接下来他就在哈巴谷书后面解释巴比伦为什么会遭到这个祸患的五个原因。
And then God continued to explain why the Babylonians will face the destruction. He gave five reasons.
各位弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们现在还记不记得我们刚刚看的那个图表。
I don't know if you still remember the picture that we have seen earlier.
神的答复哈巴谷，这个是一个异象。
What God has answered Habakkuk is a vision.
是一个预言。
It is a prophecy.
因为巴比伦到主前大概539年的时候才被波斯灭掉。
Because Babylon was destroyed not until B.C. 539 by Assyria, by Persia.
哈巴谷讲这个预言的时候，大概找了半个世纪，五六十年。
So when Habakkuk say all these, it was about half a century prior to what is going to happen, about 50-60 years.
所以这个事情是对哈巴谷来讲是一个预言，是因为他还不知道，这是神告诉他巴比伦人必灭亡，而且就在主前539年就被波斯灭亡。
So when God was telling Habakkuk this, this is actually a prophecy because it has not happened yet. And yet it happened then in BC 539.
哈巴谷 从一开始的失望, 怀疑, 神的同在,
In the beginning, Habakkuk questioned God's existence and His presence.
甚至在听到神第一个答案之后, 他不能接受, 他更进一步地去咨询神。
And even after he heard the first answer, he continued to question God because he cannot accept the answer.
他问了神两个问题, 神给了他两个答案。
He asked God two questions, and God has given him two answers.
现在神很明确地回应了他一切的问题, 告诉他说,
And so God clearly answered him and told him,
你的国家犹大会被凶恶的巴比伦人灭亡。
Your country, Judah, will be destroyed by the even worse Babylonians.
巴比伦人只是我惩罚罪恶的工具。
The Babylonians is only a tool by which I want to punish Judah.
但巴比伦人罪恶深重，他也必灭亡。
But the Babylonians also are deep in sin, and they will also be destroyed.
哈巴谷听完这个整个对话之后，他的反应是怎么样？
So how did Habakkuk respond after this whole conversation?
我们看见第一个, 他马上相信神给他的默示。
We see that the first response he has is that he immediately believed in God's prophecy.
在哈巴谷书第三章第二节里面他说耶和华我听见你的名声就惧怕耶和华啊求你在这些年间复兴你的作为 在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候，你怜悯为主。
So he said, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in your day, in our time. Make them known. In wrath, remember mercy.
哈巴谷明白，当神施行公义的审判的时候，人没有其他的选择。
Habakkuk understands that when God is ready to release his justice, man has nothing to say.
只有安静等待。
They can only be silent and wait.
哈巴谷知道神给他的这个默示呢, 犹大最后的结果不会是一个美丽的图画。
Habakkuk understands that from what God has said, the end of Judah is not going to be pretty.
相反的会是一个很残酷的景象。
Actually, it would be a very sad and horrific ending.
但他在这边，在第三节、第三章第二节里面，他求神让这些事情在这些年间尽快发生。
And so in his answer in chapter 3, he asked God to quickly let this happen.
可是有一个也很有意思的，他在这边说，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
But then something very meaningful happened here. He said, in wrath. Remember mercy.
他知道这个，他相信神的默示，他知道这个事情跑不掉了。他求神，他接受这个事实，但是他求神在发怒的时候以怜悯为主。
And so he accepted the fact that this is going to happen, but yet he asked God to remember mercy in wrath.
他的第二个反应是什么？
What is his second response?
哈巴谷相信，不论在任何的环境之下，他都能够因为神而喜乐。
Habakkuk believed that in no matter what kind of situation, he can have joy because of God.
我们看看哈巴谷书3章17节到19节的上半部。
Let's look at Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and the first half of 19.
他说虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊。 盆内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。He
said, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on heights.
无花果树 橄榄树、葡萄树、田间的粮食，还有牛，还有羊，这些东西都是代表日常生活的。
The fig tree, the grapevine, the olive crop, the food in the field, the sheep, and the cattle, all these represent our daily needs.
当这些东西都没有的时候，代表什么？
So when all of these are gone, what does it represent?
代表环境非常艰难。
It represents that life is very, very hard.
而且非常缺乏。
And it's lacking in much.
在这个情况之下，哈巴谷说他能够因神，因着信心依靠神得力喜乐。
But under these kind of circumstances, Habakkuk say, I can have joy in my heart because of God.
哈巴谷，我们现在再回过头来看，哈巴谷在一开始跟神对话之前的心情，跟现在的心情是何等大的不一样。
So let's compare how the prophet thought when he first started questioning God, and now here when he talked to God.
哈巴谷的经历给我们什么样的启示？
So what kind of revelation did his experience have for us?
对于认识神的主权这一件事情，
To understand God's sovereignty,
还有承认神的主权这一件事情，
And to accept God's sovereignty,
怎么样能够在我们日常生活当中发生？
How do we apply what we learned here?
我对弟兄姐妹有两个建议。
I have two suggestions for you all.
第一个，要看见并承认自己的有限。
First of all, you need to see and accept your own shortfall.
过去几千年来，人类是有不少伟大的进步和成就。
In the past several thousand years, man has made a lot of progress.
但这些成就跟神创造宇宙来比，是微不足道的。
But all this progress, if we compare it with the creation of God, then it is really too far to compare.
传道书第一十一章第五节到第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 5 and 6.
他说：“风从何道来？骨头在怀孕妇人的胎中如何长成？你尚且不得知道。这样。”行万事之神的作为，你更不得知道。早晨要撒你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手，因为你不知道哪一样发旺，或是早撒的，或是晚撒的，或是两样都好。
As you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in the mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning.And at evening, let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个很有生命历练讲出来的话。
Brothers and sisters, this is a person who has a great life experience.
这恐怕都要超过五十岁以上的才听得懂。
I'm afraid it's somebody older than 50 years old.
我在想，我三四十岁大概听不太懂这句话。
If I'm 30 or 40, I may not be able to understand these words.
弟兄姐妹，我们连明天会怎么样都不知道。
Actually, we do not even know what's going to happen tomorrow.
你还能自夸人的能力吗？
Can you really boast your own strength?
第二个建议，要对神有信心。
The second suggestion is to have faith in God.
有一位弟兄跟牧师说，对神有信心这一件事情，这可是知易行难啊。
So a brother have told a pastor, to have faith in God is like I can understand, but to live it is difficult.
他说我了解有神，我也了解有永生。
I understand there is a God, and I understand there is salvation or eternal life.
但人生不如意是十之八九。
But there are misfortunes in life, and it's a lot of it.
一旦碰到大的困难，我就对神失去信心了。
Once I face a big difficulty, then I lost faith in God.
我就对神产生怀疑了。
And I would question God.
弟兄姐妹，当你能够承认自己有限的时候
，Brothers and sisters, if you can accept your shortfall,
就是你开始信靠神的时候。
That is when you begin to trust in God.
当你碰到困难的时候
，When you face difficulty，
就是考验你能不能相信神要在你的身上完成他的计划。
And it is a test for your faith whether you accept that God has planned for you.
我最后用两节经文结束今天的信息。
I'm going to close with two scriptures.
第一个在希伯来书十一章第六节。
The first one is from Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
以赛亚书四十一章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持。
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一起低头做个祷告。
So brothers and sisters, let's bow our head and pray.
主啊，你是一位创造天地的神。
Lord, you are the God who created the heaven and earth.
你也是一位掌管宇宙的神。
And you are in control.
你对我们每一个人都有不同的计划。
You have different plans for all of us.
主啊，求你坚定我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们清楚地看见你的意念高于我们的意念。
So we can see clearly that your way is higher than ours.
你的道路高于我们的道路。
And that your will is higher than ours.
主啊，愿你祝福你自己的话语。
Please bless your words.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.